before the Lord. Father, we do come in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for this opportunity to talk about you and about what you have done and what you continue to do in the hearts of men and women. As we come today, we decrease so that you might increase. Yes, yes. Save someone today. Encourage another. But when this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. What a privilege it is to stand before you every week to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. I spend my waking hours and some sleeping hours thinking about the Word of God and what God has spoken in my experience and what He would have me to share with you. He never fails. There in the Gospel of Mark, first chapter, verses 19 and 20, I'm going to start at 16 if you still have your Bibles open or if you have your devices. I was walking through the hallway there and I saw a sister with some print that was bigger than mine. I said, now that's all right. It was like 20 font. I said, now you on my street. Yeah. Word of God there in the 16th verse says, as Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Simply in the Shadow of Success. In the Shadow of Success. We have become familiar with the biblical giants who always make the headlines. Abraham is one who was called the father of many nations. God sent him someplace. He didn't know where he was going. No GPS, no map. He just believed God. That was Abraham. Moses, known for his moment there at the Red Sea. Enemy behind him, and there in front of him was that body of water. He raised his staff, and like something out of the movies, it opened up. And the people walked across on dry land. David, someone who's after God's own heart, just a scrawny shepherd boy, faces a giant, takes 5 smooth stones, and takes one out, and Goliath goes down. Some years ago, I remember hearing a sermon, and the particular pastor kind of put himself in the text. He said, you know, me and David were just doing our own business. I said, David, what you got in there, man? He said, I got a few rocks. What you using, man? And sometimes we got to put ourselves in the text. There was Noah who built the first cruise ship. An ark. I mean, folk thought he was crazy for a building when there was no rain. John the Baptist, kind of a wild guy, ate bugs and honey and had the same sermon. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. We know these persons because they've been a part of our Sunday school. They've been a part of the Bible stories, but there are folk whose names are rarely mentioned. And today we get to meet one by the name of Zebedee. His very name means my gift. We know of Zebedee because he's mentioned as the father of James and John. That's his headline. He's somebody's daddy. But not anybody's daddy, but he is the father of these two well-known biblical characters. not much about him. The text seems to imply that he was someone who had a business, a fishing business, because when they found him, the boys were on their daddy's boat, mending their nets. But I believe that on this Sunday, on this Father's Day, so often action speaks louder than words. Yeah. I can almost feel Zebedee saying all week, "Tim, won't you mention me on Sunday? Why don't you give me a shout out? Because nowhere else am I mentioned except as being," or some of y'all know when the people knew you as your big brother, or you somebody's little sister. Oh, I know who you are. I don't know your name, but I know your family. Zebedee must have carried around that kind of complex. Who are you? Oh, my boys are James and John. Come on, walk with me on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus begins his ministry about 30 years old. He's walking along the seashore. Do you feel the sandals filling up with sand already? Can you hear the birds? Do you feel the breeze? Jesus is beginning his public ministry. As he walks along, he sees two brothers, Andrew, Peter. He says to them, "Drop your nets. I'm going to make you fishers of men." And then he goes further and he connects with two other brothers. Those are the brothers who are part of Zebedee's family. They were on daddy's boat working when Jesus stops by. I believe the life of Zebedee is one of an unsung hero who helps us to understand why Jesus took notice, why Jesus took notes, and why he did not take no for an answer. Verse 19 says, "When he had gone a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John." There was something about these brothers that made the Savior take notice of them. He must have seen something in them that no one else saw. Community say they're just a bunch of roughneck fishermen, you know, Zebedee's boys. But Jesus comes along, makes connection, and he sees these two brothers, and he knows that they are with their father. But why these boys? What was so special about them? And were they on a short list? Why did he all of a sudden take notice of who they were? And he also knew their father. He sees them and he begins to minister to them. Has he taken notice of you? Ever tried to hide? You thought you were hiding and Jesus laid eyes on you and said, "I got something for you to do"? Well, maybe nobody here. How many folk had to run before the Lord finally chased you down? You were comfortable keeping one leg in the world and one leg in the church. And the mothers and fathers knew it. As much as we played, he looked beyond any faults they would have to see their need. And that's what he does for us. Is that no matter what we find ourselves doing, that no matter where we are, Jesus takes time to see us. Yeah. And sometimes that ought to convict us. Yeah. The things we do in secret, we think nobody sees. Oh, come on, church. Y'all got me out there in deep water. Because I know y'all Sunday school people. But you ever think about not what would Jesus do, but what would he think about what I'm doing? And what I'm saying, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in and convicts us. But I'm glad he keeps an eye on me. I'm glad he takes notice of me, not because I'm anything, but because he is everything. Jesus is making a pass through your neighborhood. He's on neighborhood watch, just trying to see who he can use for such a time as this. He's ringing your doorbell. He is stopping by unannounced. He sees these boys. He takes notice of them. But that's not all. He also sees their father, whose name is mentioned once or twice. But I like this part. He also took notes. It says they were in a boat preparing their nets. He could see these brothers were doing something. Now, some of y'all had daddies who was, oh, you're going to work today. If you want to eat, you're going to work. I've been telling the story for many years how me and my brother didn't have a job for the summer. They said, what y'all doing? Oh, we're still looking. It's okay. That's great. He came back an hour later. I've got some work for you boys tomorrow. Mr. Cherry's coming by. I told him I had two boys who would work. We never had to look for a job again. We always had one. He found them mending nets. These guys had a work ethic, which tells me that they were there with their father. Zebedee, this no-name character, must have taught them something. Shame on us if we let our kids slide. Shame on us if they, no, they don't need a job. Shame on us for not pushing them and having a work ethic. These boys had a work ethic because I believe Zebedee didn't play. Oh, you're going to work on the boat today? Amen? Because you're working for daddy. How many persons ever worked for their parents? That wasn't easy, was it? Yeah, you. My daughter raised her. But there was a work ethic, values based on principles of hard work. I believe God wants to use people who are doing something. I don't think he wants a lazy Christian. I don't think he wants a Christian who's slouching. He's saying, well, if I could just get by. But, you know, you ought to look and make yourself look busy. There they were doing something for their father. I said last week the family that prays together stays together. I believe the family that works together stays together. Amen. Amen? Amen? Jesus had a work ethic. Joseph, his earthly father, was a carpenter. Now, you know Jesus had a job. You know he could tell you what sawdust smelled like because he was there working in his father's carpenter shop. All I'm saying is that there was something about this Zebedee, while he stayed in the shadow of these boys, he put something in them. And as parents, we've got to put something in our sons, in our daughters, so that they can make it. Amen? Amen. Jesus finds a working family. He takes notes and says, you know, I might want to use these guys. Why? They're not afraid of work. You ever hid from some work? Pretended you were working? Oh, some of y'all have, and you still do. But he saw them. He took notice. He took notes, and that he would not take no for an answer. Verse 20. Without delay, he called them. And they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men, and they followed him. How did Zebedee feel that, wait a minute now, you taking some of my best help. You taking my boys who I raised up in this fishing business, and yet they'll go on to be successful, but I'll still be here. But the text says there were hired men, which means somebody picked up the slack. Amen. And when Jesus called, and we can't say, now, wait a minute, let me get back with you. I'm with daddy. Once we get this done, we'll be ready to go. You know, there were those who said that, Jesus, I'll follow you, but let me go back home for a minute and check on my family. Let me leave. But how many folk know that you got to just go when the Lord calls you? Yeah. He won't take no for an answer. They left their father. And Jesus left his father because he came down through 40 and two generations. Came as a babe wrapped and swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. He grows up, and there he is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and holy man says, do what? Will you please let this cup pass me? He was prepared to say no, but Jesus gives a response that shows that God will not take no for an answer. I don't know about you, but I've been trying to say no on some stuff. But the Holy Spirit just won't let us do it. When you know that God has positioned you and God has given you a Zebedee example, somebody who's prepared you in the here and now so that God could use you to his glory. Well, I suspect that Zebedee knew those boys were going to do all right. I suspect that he figured now they with Jesus. He had to have heard something about Jesus prior to that moment. He didn't just let them run off with somebody who was a wild man. But I surmise that maybe he took time to put something in those boys so that when Jesus came by, they were prepared. Amen. What are we doing as fathers to put something in our children so that when the Lord calls them to greater works, they can respond? Maybe a Bible verse, maybe a prayer, maybe a word of encouragement, so that when Jesus came by, those boys had been primed already. Amen. I imagine his chest poked out when he heard that, your boys were causing a ruckus down there. They called them the sons of thunder. You know, the occasion came when they were going through and somebody kind of dissed Jesus, a little housing discrimination. And John said, you know, we ought to just call down fire right now. And they got the name Sons of Thunder. But John would be the one who would be at the cross. Zebedee's boy was the only one left there, he and Mother Mary. Then when he looked down from the cross, he says, son, this is your mother. And mother, this is your son. Jesus trusted Zebedee's boy who came off the boat with his daddy who had put something in him. There he was making the arrangements to get into the borrowed tomb. This is John, Zebedee's boy from the boat who left him there, who had put something in. Do you follow me today? We got to make a deposit into our children day in and day out. Amen. Their reputation was out there. And then there was the mother. We rarely hear of her. Salome, believed to be the sister of Mary. Now, she had a different agenda. Daddy said, make them boys work. Mama said, now, Jesus, now you know these are my boys. Ain't that a mama? John and James. And I want to make sure that when they come, you come into your kingdom. Can you give my boys a seat? James on one side and John on the other. He said, no. It's not mine to give. But I imagine Zebedee was saying, no. Let them boys earn it. Let them get their hands dirty. Let them make it for the game. But can I close today just talking about Zebedee? I would imagine that Zebedee spent some time in the Old Testament scriptures. He must have been saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Zebedee must have prayed every now and then. Zebedee must have said to these boys, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but their delight is in the light of the Lord, and in that law doth you meditate day and night, and you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Fathers, we got to be trees, man. We got to be trees that cast the shadow over our family. Men, we got to be trees so that no matter when the wind blows, we stand because we are rooted in the Lord Jesus Christ. Men, when the winds of life blow, we got to be a tree. that's planted by the rivers. I believe Zebedee had to know something. You don't let your boys go for Jesus unless you know something about him. He didn't mind being in the shadow of success because he knew the same Jesus that stopped by. The same Jesus that took those boys. The same Jesus will also be his Savior as well. Aren't you glad about it today? He knew. And man, I just want to give Zebedee a face today. I want Zebedee to be the kind of father that folk might remember. Oh, you mean Zebedee, the father of John and James? At the cross, there was John. Songs said, at the cross, where I first saw the light. And the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith. I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I've done? He hung upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, love beyond degree. Aren't you glad today that God has sent a Zebedee your way? Aren't you glad you've got a Zebedee spirit so that you might be an example for your family? There you are. On the boat. Didn't say a mumbling word. Had no script. Had no part. He goes down in history as, I know your boys. How will you go down in history? What will your children say about you, fathers? Hope they don't say father was a rolling stone. Uh-oh, I woke some hook up. Wherever he laid his hat, was at home. And when he died, oh, y'all know the rest. What is it that we as fathers are leaving? In the shadow of success. That's the word of God today. It's already blessed. Come on, stand today. Zebedee. Y'all don't know me, but I raised them boys. I made them work. And look what they've become. Followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. John will go ahead and be put out on the Isle of Patmos. But he still stood. And those boys, I believe, never forgot their daddy's teaching. That's why Christ took notice and took notes and would not take no for an answer. Jesus called those boys and he's still calling. Come to Jesus. There's a call today. Come. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, he will save you, he will save you, he will save you, yes he will save you, just now. Just he will say, he will say, maybe you come today and you're sitting in the boat of life and you're so busy mending nets. Doing small stuff until you miss the call of Jesus. You know, we can't get too busy. We got time for God until times get rough. Then I got time for it. Today, drop your nets. Drop those things that have held you back. And know that He who's making a pass through is calling you for greater works. But you can't stay in the boat. That's not where He wants you. Let's bow today. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank You for the day that You called us off of our seat of do nothing. Called us to work for You in the kingdom. If there's one today, God, in this house, and only You know that, who has never given their life to Jesus, now is the time. Why? Because life is filled with such swift transition. We don't know what tomorrow holds or this afternoon. But we get confident knowing that we have connected with You. That no matter what, You'll stand with us. And You'll save us. God, today touch that heart. The Bible says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. And believe in thy heart that God has raised Him from the dead. The Bible says thou shalt be saved. Save someone today, God. As only You can. Do it, God, today. Not next week, but may they submit to You right now. Make them uncomfortable, God, to the point that I got to know this Jesus. I got to follow Him. Do it today, God. Draw them closer and draw them nearer. We claim it even now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Maybe you've come today and you desire to be a part of this fellowship called Harvest. We're just regular folk. Working folk. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody work here. Everybody got a job. Some of y'all got two or three jobs. But bless God today. Fathers, it's your day. I'm just going to name you today. Zebedee. What's your name? Tim Zebedee Tootin. Might you be the Zebedee today in your home as you lead your family. I can't say much, but lead by example today. Amen? Come on, give God a praise today.